If you don't like what you sense about your future, step away from that. Just step away from it. In that instant, you change your experience. And every one of you breathes a sigh of relief.
Whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute, whoa.
You must know, you are now ready to be told that you exist at every level of the space-time continuum simultaneously. That is, your soul always was, always is, and always will be. World without end. Amen.
I exist in more places than one?
Of course. You exist everywhere and at all times.
There is a me in the future and a me in the past?
Well, future and past do not exist as we've just taken pains to understand. But using those words as you have been using them, yes.
There's more than one of me?
There is only one of you. But you are much larger than you think.
So when the me that exists now changes something he doesn't like about his future, the me that exists in the future no longer has that as part of his experience?
Essentially, yes. The whole mosaic changes. But he never loses the experience he's given himself. He's just relieved and happy that you don't have to go through that.
But the me in the past has yet to experience this, so he walks right into it?
In a sense, yes. But of course, you can help him.
I can?
Sure. First, by changing what the you in front of you experienced. The you behind you may never have to experience it. It is by this device that your soul evolves. In the same way, the future you got help from his own future self, thus helping you avoid what he did not. Did you follow that?
Yeah. And it's intriguing, but I now have another question. What about past lives? If I've always been me in the past and in the future, how could I have been someone else, another person in a past life?
You are a divine being, capable of more than one experience at the same time.
And able to divide yourself into as many different selves as you choose. You can live the same life over and over again in different ways, as I've just explained. And you can also live different lives at different times on the continuum. Thus, all the while you're being you here now, you can also be and have been other selves in other times and places.
Good grief. This gets complicateder and complicateder.
Yes, and we really only just scratched the surface here. Just know this. You are a being of divine proportion, knowing no limitation. A part of you is choosing to know yourself as your presently experienced identity. Yet this is by far not the limit of your being, although you think that it is.
Why?
You must think that it is, or you cannot do what you've given yourself this life to do.
And what is that? You've told me before, but tell me again, here and now.
You are using all of life, all of many lives, to be and decide who you really are, to choose and to create who you really are, to experience and to fulfill your current idea about yourself. You are in an eternal moment of self-creation and self-fulfillment through the process of self-expression. You have drawn the people, events, and circumstances of your life to you as tools with which to fashion the grandest version of the greatest vision you ever had about yourself. This process of creation and recreation is ongoing, never-ending, and multi-layered. It is all happening right now and on many levels. In your linear reality, you see the experience as one of past, present, and future. You imagine yourself to have one life, or perhaps many, but surely only one at a time. But what if there were no time? Then you'd be having all your lives at once. You are. You are living this life, your presently realized life, in your past, your present, your future, all at once. Have you ever had a strange foreboding about some future event so powerful that it made you turn away from it? In your language, you call that premonition. From my viewpoint, it is simply an awareness you suddenly have of something you've just experienced in your future. Your future you is saying, "Hey, this was no fun. Don't do this." You are also living other lives, what you call past lives, right now as well, although you experience them as having been in your past, if you experience them at all. And that is just as well. It would be very difficult for you to play this wonderful game of life if you had full awareness of what is going on. Even this description offered here cannot give you that. If it did, the game would be over. The process depends on the process being complete, as it is, including your lack of total awareness at this stage. So bless the process and accept it as the greatest gift of the kindest Creator. Embrace the process and move through it with peace and wisdom and joy. Use the process and transform it from something you endure to something you engage as a tool in the creation of the most magnificent experience of all time, the fulfillment of your divine self.
How can I best do that?
Do not waste the precious moments of this, your present reality, seeking to unveil all of life's secrets. Those secrets are secrets for a reason. Grant your God the benefit of the doubt. Use your now moment for the highest purpose, the creation and the expression of who you really are. Decide who you are, who you want to be, and then do everything in your power to be that. Use what I have told you about time as a framework within your limited understanding upon which to place the constructions of your grandest idea. If an impression comes to you about the future, honor it. If an idea comes to you about a past life, see if it has any use for you. Don't simply ignore it. Most of all, if a way is made known to you to create, display, express, and experience your divine self in ever more glory right here, right now, follow that way. And a way will be made known to you because you have asked. Producing this book is a sign of your asking, for you could not be producing it right now before your very eyes without an open mind, an open heart, and a soul which is ready to know. The same is true of those who are now listening to it, for they have created it too. How else could they now be experiencing it? Everyone is creating everything now being experienced, which is another way of saying that I am creating everything now being experienced, for I am everyone.